Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, June 12th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we actually have an interesting bug to start out with. That bug was released on Saturday and it's extremely trivial to exploit, so there is already a Metasploit module out there. It does affect current versions of MySQL and MariaDB. MariaDB is a derivative of MySQL. Current version in the sense that if you applied the patch that came out last week, you should be okay. So the latest vulnerable version is 5.5.22, but a lot of people also use the earlier 5.0 versions that also got patched. For example, 5.1.61 is vulnerable. Now, this particular bug is one of those bugs where you really can see how it escapes normal testing. If you're testing whether or not your login procedure works, you're probably going to test a username and password that exists and one that doesn't exist, and maybe a couple combinations thereof. Now, in this case, the MySQL server exchanges a random token with the client. That token and the password is then hashed and compared to the hash in the database, at least briefly speaking. Now, as these hashed passwords are compared, a memcopy function is used slightly badly, which leads to a signed unsigned problem. Now, this problem usually doesn't matter, which is why it escapes sort of normal testing, but there is a chance that one out of every 256 times, one byte value in this token will be just right to break the comparison. So what this means in the end effect is, as you try to log into MySQL, one out of every 256 times, your password will actually not be validated and every password will work, which makes this an extremely trivial exploit. All you have to do is use root as username. Any password will do. Let's use root. Just keep trying it. And if you try often enough, eventually you'll be logged in. Now, this is really, really bad, of course. Why don't get MySQL servers taken out all over the world right now? Well, probably they are, but there's one saving part here. It depends on what version of the C libraries your version of MySQL got compiled with. Looks like a Red Hat server is fine. Red Hat Consumer Fedora is not fine. CentOS looks good to me. OS X looks good to me in the testing I did, but again, it may depend on the exact version of MySQL and the operating system that you are running. In particular, I would test it if I compiled MySQL by hand manually with my own options, then maybe something got messed up here. So, very careful with this vulnerability, apply the patch, and of course apply the necessary layers. Your MySQL server should never be directly accessible from the internet. And then, of course, today, Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. Hope everybody applied the certificate patches from last week. You certainly should do that before applying this round of updates. There's also a corresponding update for your WUS server if you have one for your corporate network. And we also got a new version of iTunes today. I haven't seen the security content yet. It's not live. Usually Apple is always a little bit late with that. Not sure if this is mainly a security motivated release or whether this is just for the developer conference to support some of the iOS 6 features announced. And of course, we can't start the week with another password leak. This time, it's the gaming site League of Legends, which, from what I have heard, has anywhere sort of between 10 and 40 million users. And two security researchers found a cross-site scripting vulnerability in Tumblr, the photo-sharing website that could be used to steal cookies. I guess Tumblr does not use the HTTP only parameter for its cookies. Now, in this case, the cross-site scripting vulnerability is in the user's profile page, so you can only get the cookie off a user if they first visit your profile page, which of course I think limits somewhat the exposure presented here. Anyway, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Don't forget, patch to state.